My name is Mason Bornstein. I'm 14 years old. Today is January 13th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Steve Bornstein, who is my dad. We're recording this interview in the city of Los Angeles in the state of California. What was your greatest professional accomplishment?
Well, probably the most important and significant event in ESPN's history was in 1997, when ESPN was able to acquire a full season of NFL football games. That enabled and triggered an opportunity for us to raise our subscription rate that we charge our distributors by 20% a year. And we did that for the next 6 to 7 years and significantly increased the revenue that ESPN was able to charge its customers and ultimately the profit that it made.
Thank you. Who has been the most influential person in your life? What did they teach you?
Well, there have been many people that I've been influenced by, but professionally, Warren Buffett, who was the largest shareholder in the company that owned ESPN, spent a lot of time engaging with me and with ESPN's issues during the decade of the 90s, and I learned quite a bit from him. How to treat people correctly, how to evaluate opportunity correctly, and to stay in businesses that you can be successful at.
Thank you. How did you find your current... How did you find your way to your current job/career?
When I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin, back in the early 70s, my dorm, my first freshman dorm, looked over the construction of a new building on the Madison campus called the Vilas Communications Hall. And originally I went to college, I was majoring in the sciences and the math and physics, but I had a real interest in television and communication, and ultimately started to take communication courses along with my science courses at school. And then one day I met a professor that really got me excited and actually offered me a job in the local university TV station. And so for the next 4 years of my life at Madison, I worked at both the public and commercial TV stations in town, first as a cameraman and ultimately as a director. I enjoyed television production a lot, and followed that career once I graduated school.
Can you tell me about someone who has mentored you?
I've had several people that have mentored me, but probably the most important was a fellow named Bill Creasy. Bill Creasy was the producer of the first two Super Bowls and ended up coming to Columbus, Ohio when I worked there and hired me to help him or to produce the first ever pay-per-view Ohio State football games. This is probably back, put in the year 1978 and 1979. And he was so impressed with the quality of my work that when he went to consult with a company called ESPN that was just starting up in 1979, he offered me a job and ultimately hired me to go work at ESPN. I then spent the next 22 years at ESPN, the first 10 as in different roles, and then the final 12 as the chief executive officer of ESPN. And Bill Creasy was instrumental in all those years in helping me. When he initially recruited me, the first job I held there was manager of programming.
Thank you. Thinking of the jobs you've held, tell me about your most and least favorite.
Well, my most favorite job was really helping to build ESPN. I had a really similar experience at the NFL Network, albeit it was a little smaller in scale and a little broader in its application, in that I was also responsible for their media strategy and philosophy and how to go forward. The least attractive job I've had was one that I didn't want to do, which was to run a spinoff of the Walt Disney Company called the Go Network, which was basically a tracking stock for Walt Disney's internet assets. So that include ESPN.com, ABC.com, ABCNews.com, WaltDisney.com, InfoSeek, which was a search engine, and a bunch of other smaller applications. And I didn't really understand the internet back in the early 2000s, and I thought actually it was a bad idea, which it turned out to be. And we ended up closing the business literally 6 months after I moved out to Los Angeles with your mother, I might add, and we ended up staying here. But we also had to leave the Walt Disney Company.
Thank you. What was your greatest challenge in your career?
There were several. There were several at all the companies I worked at. In ESPN, in the early 80s, it was deciding that we had to charge a subscription revenue along with our advertising to sustain the business, and that was in the early 80s. Literally 10 years later, in 1993, when we launched ESPN2, that was a big decision that we had to take, and that was really the opportunity to, why are you cutting me off?
Okay, thank you. Was it challenging starting the NFL Network?
Yes, it was, and it turned out to be more difficult than I had anticipated. We ultimately were successful, but what should have taken 3 years really took closer to 7 years, and that is to get the entire multi-video distribution system to distribute the NFL Network.
Thank you. Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Yes. Don't spend money you don't have. And also, be honest and have great integrity. There was a time when I did a big NFL deal, my boss at the time at the Walt Disney Company wanted me to allocate the money in a certain way that would have been beneficial to the Walt Disney Company, but not beneficial to its partner in the ESPN, the Hearst Company, and I refused to do that. And that took, it came naturally, but it took some great internal effort to speak up and stand up for the little guy that was not there in the room and needed to be protected.
Okay, thank you very much. That will be all.